I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 8 o'clock. It's Wednesday, the 16th day of September. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, it's 60 degrees.
Got new crashes on ramps. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Let's start the hour this way. An HOA restriction on home security cameras is hampering a Mill Creek murder investigation. Believe it or not, state law allows HOAs to ban video cameras outside or even attached to private homes.
Utah state lawmakers learned more about the issue in a committee hearing yesterday. Provo Senator Kurt Bramble was in that hearing and joins us live on the KSL Newsline. Senator, tell us about the issue here.
Well, I was approached a little while ago by the daughter of a murder victim, and she explained that in a particular HOA, apparently security cameras were banned. I'd never heard of that. That sounded absurd, and the more we looked into it, it appears that that's an unreasonable restriction on property rights.
Yeah, you know, I get it. If you don't want people's garbage cans out after, you know, the day they're supposed to be picked up, or you don't want somebody's broken down vehicle making the neighborhood look unsightly. But boy, when it comes to security of your home, why would the HOA have any say?
You know, I think it goes back to an age where we didn't have the Ring doorbell cameras and those kinds of things. But the reality is a very quick overview of security cameras in investigations indicates that while it may not prohibit a murder, it certainly won't do anything in the Nmelka case, it's a critical tool in identifying and bringing a criminal to justice. And I think the committee was very favorable. I chair the committee. They're very favorable to looking at amending state statute to guarantee the right of individuals to have security cameras on their property.
Did the HOA in question or anyone from an HOA association speak on their behalf? What is their argument?
You know, we've tried to reach out to the HOA in question. They've not responded at all. Been in communication with Association of HOAs. Matter of fact, we had an individual that represents over 400 HOAs testify in favor of amending the law yesterday. At this point, I'm unaware of any opposition.
We know that this is tied to one particular murder case, but were there other instances that were also shared where use of a security camera would have come in handy?
There weren't. This is a topic many of us, myself included, were stunned. When Sarah Mansfield first approached me, it seemed incredulous that there could be that type of a prohibition. So I suspect lack of knowledge that HOAs could do that was part of the discussion yesterday.
I can remember a case where, you know, someone had put a political sign in their window and an HOA had come down and said, you're not allowed to do that because we're not allowed to, you know, that was somehow sullying the, and the person had a First Amendment right to put a, so there have been squabbles where HOAs have gone too far in the past, haven't there, Senator?
There are, and state statute addresses that now, that HOAs can't prohibit, but they can specify time and place of displaying things in your windows and such. This goes a little bit deeper, though, than a First Amendment. I mean, there's a property right, the ability to defend your property, to defend your liberty, in part is infringed on if you can't have a security camera, in my opinion.
Yeah, and technology has changed so much. I remember back in the day, I was one of the first to have one of those gigantic satellite dishes in my backyard, and every time you'd have to move it to a new satellite, it would wake the neighborhood. And now we have these tiny dishes that go on the top of the house. I mean, technology certainly has changed things.
You know, and that's true across the continuum of state statutes, where changes in technology make our statutes, whether it's taxes, business regulation, provisions in HOAs. This is a common theme at the legislature that with advances in technology, we regularly try to update our statutes to accommodate the new brave new world.
We sure appreciate your work on this issue and your time with us this morning, Senator. Thank you.
Well, thank you both.
Provost Senator Kurt Bramble with us on the KSL Newsline.
Just a programming note, Dave and Dujanovic will continue the conversation about HOAs coming up in the 10 o'clock hour here on KSL News Radio today.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.